And now on Art in the Air Spotlight, we have Chris Acton. She is from Acton Creative and a weaver, but she's going to be talking about something going on through October 5 through 11 called Spinning and Weaving Week. And that's what's going on. And there'll be 7 days of weaving fun planned. Chris, welcome to Art on the Air.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have
Aloha,
you.
Aloha, Chris.
So tell us a little bit, what is Spinning and Weaving Week?
Absolutely. There is a organization called the Hand Weavers Guild of America, and they started a week-long celebration of spinning and weaving and dyeing. I'm not sure how many years ago, but it's always the first full week of October. So this year it's October 5th through the 11th. And typically they've got all kinds of festivities planned. And I decided that for Acton Creative, I would sponsor a challenge that week. I think weaving can seem like this big complicated thing. So I want to bring it out to the public and make it simple and fun. So I'm doing a Weave Anything Challenge. And the rules are you cannot use a loom. You can use any materials around your house. So you can weave blades of grass or spaghetti or pool noodles or whatever you have. But the challenge is to produce something woven from things around your house. And I'll release all of the official kind of rules and guidelines first thing Monday morning on October 5th. And all the entries are due by noon on Thursday the 8th. And then on Friday, I will produce a carousel of all the submissions. They'll be on the website, Acting Creative, as well as on all the social media. And then I'm going to randomly draw some winners.
Oh, that sounds great. So I have a loom question, like warping your loom.
Uh-huh.
So how, you know, do you warp it per project, or do you have a massive warping where you can keep producing on that same warp?
Mm-hmm. You know what? It kind of depends. In a lot of cases, I will do a big bolt of fabric. And so I'll put on, you know, 5, 7, 10 yards of fabric and I just weave. And then the plan is you just cut it like you would other fabric and sew from there. But there are times if I want to do something like a table runner, I will put on just enough for one table runner because I want the ends to be finished a certain way. And I want the width to be specific. That's really what it comes down to is the width of the project. So either one, that's a good question. It depends on the project.
And tell us a little bit about Acton Creative. You recently left Chester and Arts Center. We're sad about that, being part of that. But to go out full time, and you're doing like, is it bi-weekly videos and everything? But tell us a little about what you do with Acton Creative.
Sure. Acton Creative is, you can find it at actoncreative.net online. I have a series of weaving classes in the works. It'll all be digital. Every week on Thursday morning, you can find me on Facebook Live through Acting Creative, and I'll be doing some weaving demonstrations and answering questions from the community and friends and whoever wants to jump in. And then every Wednesday, I put out a weekly video called A Handwoven Experience. And they're just short little videos all about the weaving world. So each week then with Acting Creative, I do a Live at the Loom on Thursday mornings at 9:30 through Facebook Live, where I do weaving demonstrations and answer any kind of questions from the community or friends or whoever wants to jump in. And then on Wednesdays, I release a weekly video called A Handwoven Experience, which is just a short little video about some aspect of weaving. My love of weaving, I just want to share it to everyone. So it's meant for anyone can jump in and learn a little something about weaving.
You now out on your own, do you all go out and do physical demonstrations? I know I've seen you at the Chesterton Art Fair and also at the European Market. So are you doing any more of those types of things?
I'm not currently doing any kind of in-person demonstrations. Nope, it's all digital these days.
So Chris, do you feel that your time with the Indiana Arts Commission program was instrumental in you making this transition to being a full?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, my time with the on-ramp community was amazing and really helped change my kind of mindset about where I could go with my art and my business, for sure.
So once again, we're about ready to wrap up here, but tell us a little bit where we can find out about you online and on Facebook and see what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yes, you can certainly check out everything. The home base is all at actingcreative.net. But you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram under the same name. And then also on YouTube, where the weekly videos, A Handwoven Experience, is every Wednesday. Everyone's also welcome to sign up for the email community. I send out a little love note to all my fans and followers on Wednesday mornings, and it includes tips and tricks, some information about what I have going on, and just little updates from Acting Creative.
Very good. Well, talking about Spinning and Weaving Week, October 5th through 11th, that's Chris Acton from Acton Creative, a master weaver for us. We thank you for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.